Have, as a podcast, voted right down the line for
I believe there was another addition to that.
Just a reminder, severe, you'll get a hero point guaranteed after the combat, but if you guys want to do extreme, get one right now.
I don't need one right
that
now.
That way you're guaranteed to die with at least one.
Patrick, can you remind me what the bonus spell that I'm getting?
Yes. Time is? I have it in my notes. Soul Surge.
Popped right up on my memory search bar. There we are. Surge.
Or how about we remove the ability of Patrick to vote?
Well, we can do that.
He has caused a few ties.
Was fun. Yeah. Well,
it is always down the middle because this Patrick's voting.
Let me ask, does anybody want to change their vote? Drew, Rebecca, and Miles are on severe. Can go extreme. I will say the difference between extreme and severe is two grunts.
I don't care.
Just a little.
Little, you know what I'm talking about? Extra. A little something.
Yeah. A wee bit of.
I got two hero points, so I'm all right.
I've got two as well. If I get a third one, I can get that sweet, sweet.
Yeah, but you have to do that before the combat, so.
You have to reclaim it.
You have to announce it or whatever Patrick said.
What? No, before you bankruptcy. Roll.
Before you roll
the dice. Oh, just before you roll. I thought it was before the combat in general. Okay.
Right. So if you're sitting on two and I'm sitting on two, like we could crank out two crits, and we could get this down to a what sort I'm looking for.
Jabert, I love you quickly. Are so optimistic about my rolling.
No, that's the beauty of the thing. You don't have to roll it. Just get the natural 20.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Hence.
But it could still be minimum damage.
The difference.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, your dice rolls can be, you know. Savage. Not great. Shit.
Super savage.
Let's see how many I'm adding here. Okay. Okay, it just doesn't seem as fun of a fight, but we'll go with severe. No, no extra hero point right now for you guys.
Okay.
Alrighty. Are you guys ready to roll?
I hope.
Let's do it.
Okay. Alrighty. Indeed, as you guys run back to the main hall, which looks kind of like a symposium area, a nice wide set of kind of benches in like an amphitheater style. This is what the map looks like here. You guys see the map? Are you on the map? Yes. There is a clattering of bony steps running from the south side of the manor. And we'll just start dropping people in. They're coming from both the southeast and the southwest side, kind of running through the entrances on both sides of this room are members of the corpse fleet with their weapons drawn. They see you. It looks like we've got the party divided pretty much down the middle. Zelda and Lacardus, the two heavy hitters, are together, and Ayun and Tavra are coming from the other direction.
Yeah, they call us the heavier hitters because we also do so much.
Yeah, you see a number of these corpse fleet look like kind of ground shock troops with like a breacher style, you know, kind of like loaded cartridge weapons. And you see this gentleman on the eastern side here that sports what looks like maybe a slightly larger set of or nicer set of temp weave armor, has a semi-auto pistol and where his left arm would be. It's a nice big bony blade. I'll show you what the art looks like here. Oop.
Oh. Importantly, more bone arms.
Yeah.
Bone arms for the bone yards. Indeed, there's a shouting from his direction, but you notice that he doesn't seem to be speaking. There's like a speaker system linked to your guys' suits, perhaps. You can hear even through the air here in the manor what sounds like the bony rasp of Sanimus Slane, captain of the Amaranth. You all have been marked for death. This is what you get for defying the corpse fleet. We were going to keep some of you as hostages, but now you all must die. Aye.
Let us roll into initiative turn order here.
Can I volunteer for the hostage program? Or is it not too late?
The ship has sailed.
Aw.
The ship has blasted off.
Oh, great. Turned off great.
That was a different adventure path where you get taken over by pirates.
Mind me, please. When did we defy the corpse fleet? It seems that you are, well, low-key obsessed with us, but I don't remember us really having anything to do with you at all.
You did not stop when we found you out in space.
you didn't blow up when we shot you.
Now I just want to destroy you because.
And our prior kill squad was unable to finish the job, but my junior officer here will.
I see how it is. You blame us for your incompetence. I get it. That's how it is on Eox. Gotcha.
That's it. I'm coming down there myself. You're fighting a level 7 boss immediately.
I bet you won't. I bet you're too scared to come down here.
Extreme, Miles. I don't know. Extreme combat? Is that what you want? Sounds like it.
Miles votes severe, but role plays extreme.
Exactly right.
In reality, he's like, please don't hurt me. Please.
Look, I'm the kind of person that rolls their ankle while taking out trash and says, still punk rock.
Still got it.
Still. All right, so first up in the turn order is actually going to be, looks like the leader of this troop.
Oh, good.
I have him in the turn order. No. Mm-hmm. What is listed here as a junior officer, and he is going to kind of take a defensive position, moving back towards the back of the amphitheater. And then you hear him issuing troops. It says, left flank, move into defensive positions. Against that group. Right flank, protect me. Indeed, they are going to take a move action here on his order. Going to get down in the gullies here. And gosh, all corpse fleet members within a certain range here. Gives them a little bit of a buff. And that is his full turn. Tavra, we are on to you. It seems like indeed many a corpse fleet folk here. They're getting ready, hunkering down, pulling their rifles out. They all have pretty good shots on you guys right now.
Okay. I only have 20 feet, so I can't go very far. I am going to get sort of in front of Lethal and Hathayun.
Okay. I'm
trying to decide if I want to double move. Maybe I'll double move. I think I'll double move and get farther toward the center. So I'm going to stop like here. I'm going to raise my elbow, which acts as my shield.
Oakley doakley, Lacartus.
Oh. It's not good. We're spread out and I don't really want to try to 1v3 these guys, but I have a Zeldin backup, so maybe I can.
Yeah. And you also got Bruce.
I'm here too.
Bruce Father Payne Honey. Is with us.
Lacartus, sir.
I'm so pissed off you even just you even said it. Oh man, Patrick has strategically placed them not one you know, a single move action away. I would also have to double move.
Yeah, they're hoofing it away, I think.
But that's okay. Someone's got to start, kick things off.
Wait, what game are we playing? This is, we get three actions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Starfinder. Oh, so second edition.
Let's do two and kick him in the shins, you know? Shin kick. Oh, no, wait. I have a tactical frying pan. Sorry, forgot. Tactical frying pan.
Okay.
27.
Ooh, pretty good. Pretty good. That is going to be a critical hit.
Oh, oh. Nice. Right out the bar. 14 points of frying pan damage.
Okay. Still up after all that, but I think you just like shatter his leg. Are you going for his leg?
Mm-hmm.
Shin?
Yep. Yeah. I want to. I'm trying to cripple this
corpse. Shin would hurt. Can you imagine?
A cast iron frying pan to the shin, I'd be out. You would not need to worry about me.
Oh, we're on to you next. There's about three on your side of this amphitheater. And
Mike has been muted. Sorry, I've been making so many fun comments. All right, so I'm going to...
No, I bet you haven't. Say one thing that was fun.
Well, no, because that's not the right time anymore.
We can just edit them in post. Patrick will just take them out.
We'll record them after we're done.
Okay, sounds good.
I want to target the one that is closest to me, but it's a little outside of my range, so my range extends! And we are going to hit it with an electric arc, which should arc... You know, it doesn't say how many things it arcs to, but I'm assuming it will at least try to arc to this other one that's right here.
Or I think it's one.
One other, yeah.
One arc.
Uno more.
Yeah, so this targets one or two creatures.
All right, so that'll be 6 damage, but there is a reflex save.
He could roll one.
Reflex is their best, so...
Oh, great.
Let me blast these boys. What's your DC?
18.
Oh, no. 5 and a 2. No critical fails. The 2 is not a critical fail, but 2 fails. So taking that full 6 damage here.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yep.
And that's
not
my time.
Not how I want to start taking 14 damage from one of you and 12 from another. Okay. That will actually take us to the grunt's turn.
Be nice.
They are all mostly in position here. We're going to have, I think, the two that you just blasted, Ulithal, are going to try to make some range shots against you.
That's not nice. Why would they do that?
Some breacher blasts. Okay. So these two shots will be for the first one that's closest to you. Ooh, boy, oh, boy, we'll see that.
Well, guys, it's been fun. I will see you.
What is your armor class, Drew?
16.
Drew got breached.
I may just be dead right now.
So my first roll is an 18, which is a crit. You said, your armor class is 18?
16. No, it's 16.
Oh, yeah, that's a crit, baby.
Drew.
Baby.
Drew, can you pull out that backup character for me? Yeah. Have that one waiting in the wings, my man.
Okay. It is a goody amount of bludgeoning damage. Let's roll this one first.
Jesus Christ.
It's a cosmic. We're close to a cosmic.
Oh, dude.
16 points of bludgeoning damage.
I only had 10 HP.
Wait. You didn't heal up?
But it's been days, right? It's been days since our last combat. You're in full health.
Maybe I just didn't. So yeah, then I'm down to 2. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God, you're to 2. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh well, don't you worry about that. The second natural 20 here. We'll give a shout out. Sorry, what were you saying, Jipper?
Oh no, I was doing the math in my head. Okay, I don't think you can massive damage rule him on this one. If 8 was the maximum there.
Yeah.
If that was it, yeah.
Oh. Well, we'll see. I can't pull a card.
I think it should just be an automatic podcast rule that if Patrick's first attack in combat is a natural 20 or a crit of any kind,
kill him.
We just reset the whole thing. We just stop.
Oh, Drew, you lost the recording, didn't you?
Oh, no.
Oh. Well, we're going to be reading the rolls in Roll 20 like an audio version of Doctor Who missing episodes. Drew, what did you say when I double crit you to start the combat? Boy. Sorry, I was looking up one of our Patreon subscribers who... Oh, let's thank... Oh, boy. There's so many. We just had a new one sign up that I should be grabbing. But let's thank our friend David T, so much for supporting we on Patreon. No card for this second crit, but let me roll this damage as well. The we. It is 6 points of damage.
Yeah, so it's not crazy. I am down.
Down, but dying too, as the condition, unfortunately.
Let me look this up again.
Yeah. You're just going to have to make a flat check when it's your turn.
Had to burn your hero points to survive.
Don't do that.
Well, that's an option.
Rebecca joking that about losing the recording, maybe flashback to the time when Drew, Patrick, and I lost three different one-hour recordings about BioShock Infinite back in the day.
Only time we've ever lost recordings.
Such
to.
An apt game to lose recordings to.
Like, but by the fourth time, we had a two-minute conversation and moved on because we had spoken like.
Hang on. There's five more of these grunts to get through.
I was about to say, this one for his third action, it gives like a thumbs up, a bony thumbs up to his boss. And this other one was going to shoot at Drew, but now it's shooting at you, Rebecca. Sorry.
Okay.
Doop de doop two attacks coming. Oh, that 7 was almost a 17. Does a 16 hit you?
No.
Okay, this one is also going to take cover for its third action. And I believe these guys have range. Well, this one's going to try to shoot you. This one in the back here as well. Which was his original plan. Ooh, 4 on the dice. Okay. You used all my good luck up on...
Apparently.
True.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Miles?
Oh, never mind. I think it comes up on my turn. Never mind. I thought it was a reaction. The crown I have. Doesn't it heal?
It is two actions to activate is a spell that the crown has. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. This one right next to you, you see, has what looks like little frozen spikes on the back of his arm, Lacartus. And he's going to try to make a melee stab against you.
Okay.
Just a 9 on the dice. Does a 15 hit?
No, I deflect with the frying pan.
Want to try it again. Try it again.
Kung Fu Hustle here.
17 on the second attack is an 18.
I think that's exactly what my AC is. Oh, no, my AC is 19.
Ooh. Clang, clang.
That high dex AC that you like to see.
Okay, he's going to step back then. And this one is going to have a clear shot.
No, get back here. Wait. Hold up. I do have a thing for this. It's not going to help me too much. I have a feat called, okay, it's called Elusive Target, and it's the trigger is a strike targeting you fails, and I get to step as a reaction, but I thought it was when someone like moves out of attack range, so I'll have to remember that for the future. Never mind, shoot.
All right, we're taking two shots at Taylor. Pew, pew. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Boy, you're sure better with a gun. 18. You're a lot better with a gun.
On the first one is not a crit if you're at 19, but the second attack is a miss. So we got one hit here, blasting down at you for 5 points of bludgeoning damage. Then actually I think this one is going to move forward a little bit to try to get a shot at Zeldin Gutter Young.
So far away.
Yeah, but not too far. 16 on the dice is going to be a hit, I believe, for 7 points of bludgeoning damage. Okay, that is their turn. You guys could have just had two more of these guys shooting at you and also all an additional hit point, but no. We're on to Zeldin Gutter Young.
All right. I can see you. Let's see, I've put
You see everyone in kind of like shades of... of different hues. All these undead folks look like blues and blacks, and you see the blood pumping in your living teammates. So it's kind of a life sense. It's kind of a
I can see
daredevil vision.
Range is 30 feet on this, so let's see. What's the
scoop?
Yeah, do some measurements here. Okay, so I could walk to there. Okay. Yeah, so I will move forward 25 feet to be up near my buddy Lacardus. And then I'm going to cast Ricochet.
Ooh, is this a save?
I believe it's a save. Let's see. Let's see what it does. Yeah, it looks like it's a save.
Mm-hmm.
The reflex a save. DC 18.
Okay. And can you cast this on both these guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One or two.
They're both within 30. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Two reflex saves coming up. Okay. Two fails, I'm guessing. Yeah. DC 18. 5 and a 6 are both fails.
All right, so 5 damage of, let's call it, are they more zombie-ish or are they more like bony-ish?
Great question. Bone fleet, corpse fleet, bone boys, I believe.
If they're bonezos, then we're doing bludgeoning. We're going to go like crunch, crunch on the craniums.
Okay, 5 points.
My telekinetic shotgun. Pow.
Still not enough damage to take out this one that Lacardus kneecapped, but he's really hurt.
Let's see here. All right, so that's going to be all my actions. I do have a bonus that I can do. If I'm willing to spend 6 hit points. You know that I am.
Oh boy.
I'm going to cast Surge, Bone Surge, Soul Surge. That's the one.
Yeah. On who? Oh,
that's a good question.
Yeah, this is a pretty major level 2 spell that this odd creature seemed to confer onto you, this Bravia.
The thing is, it's like, it might, like, Lacardus, how much damage did you do on your turn?
14.
You did 14 on your turn. Okay, 14.
You did 14 to 5, so 19 total on this one. I mean, it's
got to be pretty bad. It's got to be pretty bad.
It looks very goofed up.
Yeah, the trouble is, right, if I cast the spell on him, I'm probably going to be, if I hit, I'll probably be burning a lot of, like, wasted hit points.
Yeah.
Well, the other one is within range, right? I guess.
I think the other ones
over here are within range, right?
Yeah, I think I'll take the other one, the one that has not, that the Lacardus did not hit.
I mean, you're technically within range of the Yoxian captain as well.
I know.
Probably, he's going to save.
Better AC. Right, exactly. Yeah.
He's got a good AC. I'm not. Yeah. Yeah. Let's just see how this thing goes. I'm still testing out my powers, you see. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to make an attack roll.
Go right ahead.
7 plus 8 is a 15. Do we know anything about their AC yet? What's the lowest thing we've hit on?
I think you guys have mostly been blasting
pretty hard.
Yeah, I will say Lacardus did a crit on 27, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I rolled
right. So we know that that 17 at least is there. It's at least as low as 17. But my guess is it's not as low as my AC. So a 15 is probably a fail.
Yeah. It's 15, 16. It's got to be somewhere in there.
I don't think I can just waste like a quarter of my total hit points to miss. So I'm going to hero point it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's more like it. There you go. 17.
That's all you needed.
It is more like it because with his cover bonus, you needed that. That is a hit.
All right.
All right.
Do some damage.
Oh, yeah.
20 points of damage.
You watch as you can actually see this energy come out of your body as you crumple over in a little bit of pain, whinging pain.
Oh, my life spirit.
It shoots out like a dart and is inflicted more than threefold on this
corpse fleet
grunt.
Well, you did 6 damage to yourself, and you did 20 damage to him.
Oh, I see what you mean.
He's taking all that damage, and his
threefold.
I mean, his body explodes.
Hey,
he's okay, destroyed.
So, all right.
25. It got it. It was enough.
20 hit points. Yeah. Okay. That will take us to Hathayun. Bottom of the turn order. You are not ready for this combat. You were quipping at the start, Miles.
Yeah. And?
Straight quipping.
I like to think that he was actually at the top of the turn order, but he's just been his whole turn
just jabber jawing.
Come on down here, Sanimus Slain, if that is your real name, and
just a series of failed intimidation checks. Yeah.
Sanimus Lame.
Got him.
What you want to do?
So if I recall, it's a 1d4 healing for the crown, right?
I don't believe so. I think it's more than that. Is it
more than that? Is it 1d8?
It is the spell ringtone, right? Motivating ringtone?
Yes.
Boo-boo-boo. Motivating ringtone. 1d8 plus 4.
1d8 plus 4. All right. Casting or activating the crown on Ulithal, and he is going to be hearing, this will be apropos for him, a little bit of AC/DC stiff upper lip to bring him back.
Mm-hmm. Spacey and DC, but yeah.
Spacey DC, yes.
Spacey DC, very nice.
We've been doing this podcast 8 years. I'm sure we've made that joke at some point, right?
I don't Spacey know. It seems like a new one. Seems like a new one.
You said 1d8 plus 4, correct?
Correct.
Oh, all right, 11 hit points. Ulithal is back in business.
Who needs a healer when you got Hathayun?
Wounded and then, 2 condition still, so still dangerous combat for Ulithal. Another crit to take him down. He dies.
Rebecca, what's with the purple around you again?
That aura gives you 2 resistance against undead.
Cool, cool, cool. Then for my third move, for third action, I'm going to move just right behind. Bruh.
Cool. All right. That will take us to turn 2. And our friendly neighborhood Corpse Fleet Junior officer starting things off here. Thank you. Ooh, he's got a lot of fun envoy-like abilities. I think we got to target the big scary guy in Zeldin Gutteryung. He just saw Hugh magically explode a member of his team here.
Ruh-roh. I'm going to want those 6 hit points back, I think.
Yeah, he points to the 2 that are still over here to focus fire on your direction. And you see them kind of like look at each other and ready their weapons and their little cover behind the desks here. And then he can... Ooh, he is just within range. I think you might get cover as well from his attack. But he's going to make a semi-auto pistol attack against you. Zeldin.
That's not great. I don't love that.
17 on the dice, probably going to be enough to take you down. What's your armor class?
15. 15 is my armor class.
So 17 with cover is not a crit, but it is a hit. D6 of damage. Whoa, 2 points as you are winged by the shot. Did he move? Actually, he's going to get a little... No. He's gonna take cover as well from where he's at and take us to Tavra's turn.
Alrighty. I am still too far away from these guys to be able to hit them with my Doshko, which is upsetting. I think I will... Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're like just far away enough that I can't get to them. I could shoot at them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of gun does Tavra have?
I have a crossbolter.
Oh, okay. Chewbacca style.
Yeah.
We call that Chewbacca style in the Star Wars community.
Although my Doshko does a lot better.
Sometimes if we're trying to save time, we just call it Baka style.
Oh, boy.
Drop the chew.
Okay. I am going to... I hate doing it, but I'm going to take 2 actions to get to them.
Oh, yeah.
Doshko.
Get all up in their biz. I might recommend taking even more movement and just climbing over to getting good with them. Yeah, you can do that. It's difficult terrain to get over this first one here, but third action, what do you want to do?
I'll hit with my Doshko. I'm going to go for the one down sort of to the south of me. Oh, man. It's only a 4 on the dice, so that's a 12.
A 4 on the dice, that's a miss. Can always reroll. Got that?
Let me. Hero point, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll hero point that.
Yeah.
It'll be a waste, but.
You can't do worse than a 4. I don't think there are lower numbers than a 4. Oh, there are lower numbers than a 4, Rebecca. Oh, no. I forgot about 3.
She found one.
Number one rule of the podcast is if Patrick suggests the reroll, don't do it.
It never goes well.
On the plus side, you do get a publication in the Mathematics Daily.
we discovered a new number. Scientists declare 3 lowest number possible.
Lowest number. All those idiots who thought 4 was the lowest number. Stupid. 3 is definitely the lowest number.
Lacardus, this one nearby you, this corpse fleet officer is limping away.
Oh, can't have that. You know I'm going for the other shin, right?
Oh! This guy's still going to be alive and just like crawling with no lower torso.
Yeah.
All right, move on up and making a whack.
Oh, like 27 oh my again.
I crit. I crit his other leg. 12 damage.
You hear Bony screams. No. My track, come here. That one's destroyed. Sorry.
Oh,
way to go, Tyler. Beautiful.
Could have had such a fun nickname. Could have called him Stumpy.
Oh, did you aim on that one, or is that all?
No, I didn't. I know I'm talking like I'm aiming, but I'm just flavoring. I have one more action. Ooh, do I try to go up against the biggie? Now he didn't even crit on a 17, so he must have a lower. He was either out of range or lower. I'm just gonna try to tie up this. Just gonna.
Oh,
not there though. Not in the way of Zeldin. There we go.
Okay. That will take us to Ulithal, who is conscious on the ground and massively hurt. But you got music playing in your water dome above your head here. Drew.
Which is the weakest of these three down here?
Well, it looks like you blasted the two that Tavror are both on for a little bit of damage with your spell, right?
All right. Did they both crit me or did one of them crit me?
I think just this one that was closest to you. Yeah, a double crit.
Hand of the apprentice.
Sweet revenge.
Oh, there we go.
It's 23. Good
hit. 9 points of damage?
Yes.
Okay, that one's bonied. It's like bloodied, but he's boned up. Still alive, but very hurt as you crack open his shoulder. This blade appears out of nowhere and slices him. What would you like to do next, Drew?
Oh, I hadn't gotten that far. All right, I'm going to do a... Let me see if I have the range for this. Oh, yeah, I should be fine. We're going to do a force barrage, and I can target multiples with that, right?
Force barrage, you can, I think, target as many as kind of bolts of magical energy that you have.
Yeah, which I think I only have 2 because it's my second action. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Good point.
All right, so I'm going to do Force Barrage 1 to this one, and then 1 to the other one for Tavra.
I'm sorry, I didn't see which one you pointed at.
It's the one that I just attacked, and the other one menacing Tavra.
Okay, go ahead and roll it.
4, lame.
Okay, that one's still up.
And 3, lame. Okay, great. Okay. Great, good job. Way to go.
All right. Oh, I mean, you've done 16 points of damage this turn. I feel like that's pretty good. They are still up and at them, though. And let's see. I think this one is going to try and reposition a little bit. Oop, I should probably look at their movement speed. 25. The one in the back row here is going to try to get an open shot at Hithyun. Take a single shot. 17 on the dice. How is your armor class there, Miles?
Hold on. My armor class is 20.
So a single hit. He's kind of like moving as he shoots for 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
Who is this that's shooting?
This one in the back row here.
Okay. Okay.
The two on you, I think, are going to. Yeah. Do you have an attack of opportunity, or is it just the
no
champions thing?
Yeah, only the retributive strike. So if they were to hit Thayun, I would get a strike. But.
Okay. Yeah, I think they're just going to lay on some melee attacks. They're thorn melee attacks here. Three from the first guy. Trying to jam a thumb in your eye. Well, I rolled these the opposite where I need them. A 9, a 12, and a 16 to attack are going to be all misses. let's try that again with one.
Love to see it.
Oh, yep. Even worse this time. 5, 8, and a 16. Actually, I'm just going to take all three of those added together. I rolled a 29 on 3d20. This one on Lacardus is going to do the same thing. I think I'm just going to do... Oh, no, he's got two. Yeah, actually, we're going to take out Lacardus first. So we're going to make a melee attack. 18 on the dice, but not a crit, I think, still.
Oh, stop it. It's
still a lot of damage. Oh, maybe not that much damage. 3 points of void damage as this cold spike on the back of its hand just kind of gets driven through your armor, freezing your skin a little bit here. We'll make a second attack. D20, second attack. A 10 on the second attack is going to be a miss. I think he is going to try and put some space between you and him. And that's their turn. It's just the four remaining grunts. So, Zeldin, we are back to you.
All right. I am going to cast a spell.
Mm-hmm.
That spell would be Soothe. Cast it upon myself so I can get more castings of this super good spell.
Yes, that's exactly what they and I want you to do. I gave you all the power.
Then I'm going to cast a shield as my third action, bonus action.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to target Captain
Yoxian Junior Officer. All right, little higher AC for this guy in the far back. See him?
Oh, perfect!
Natural 20.
Oh, no, there we go.
Why can't you be blind right now? Why for not blind? Well, this is not great for his upcoming turn and two actions here. We'll give another cosmic shout out to a Patreon subscriber. William DM, thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon throughout the years. We appreciate you a great deal making this crit happen, which I think will probably, because it's a overleveled spell, beat our our season damage total. But let's get a card here first. This does count as a spell, and these critical hit cards are wild with spells, so let's see. Yeah. Oh, well, this could have been really bad. This is Call of the Wild. Triple damage to animals, beasts, and fey. It's not any of those, unfortunately, but
Dang. Still
double damage on the crit, which is just a reminder, was 20 points last time.
Right. All right. Let's see here. Yeah. And also, I don't believe that they're immune to it, but drained one. So
I need you to roll low here, please. Thank you.
Let's roll high. What do we roll high?
More than last time.
1 times 2 is 42.
You once again draw the energy out of your furry doggy form and send it. Is that the far end of the spell? Is it range 60?
Yeah, 60 feet, yeah.
Yeah, you blast him across the room and it looks like it does nothing. The other guy just like immediately exploded. You see him absorb all this energy and say, and as before he finished the sentence, he implodes. And then there's just gray bone dust where he was standing a moment ago. He had 37 hit points
and wow. Is
immediately destroyed. Just
one shot.
Yeah, now you guys probably should pick the the extreme combat, the more difficult one. I could add more undead in if you want.
We're not out of the woods yet.
It's never too late. That's all I'm saying. Okay, that will take us to Athayun's turn. Right. I guess I did double crit Drew to start
immediately. Yeah, right.
I did almost murder someone.
There's plenty of peril.
So did he just kill the boss?
Yeah, I mean, this is the leader of these guys, which it is probably very good to take him out early because he's got he buffed all of his troops. He has a bonus that he can give to his teammates and a demoralize ability I didn't even get to.
Yeah, I wanted to demoralize him too.
We didn't get the bone blade attack either. He was too far away. But oh well.
Oh no! Oh, don't worry. We're gonna rip that arm off and use it later. So
yeah, I was gonna say he performed exactly like Hythian expected.
Yeah, there are still four corpse fleet cadets, expendables here. Two of them on Tavra, one of them aiming at Hythian, and one in combat with Lacartus. Hythian, what would you like to do?
Is going to move up close to Tavra and attack the one to the east of her.
Okay, yeah, this is the one that's been super hurt by Ulithal.
And we're going to go with the solar flail. It's a 16 to hit.
16 is... that's a hit.
All right, 3 points of damage.
He had one, so he be destroyed as well.
All right.
Got a third action.
I have a third action. I really can't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no. I'm going to move so that I'm
flanking
with Tavra.
Yeah. What is your movement speed? Because these
25
desks will... I don't think you'll be able to get there from where we're here.
Yeah.
These desks will slow you down just a little bit, so...
Wait, don't I have a thing where I'm not encumbered by difficult terrain?
Oh, no. Wait. 25. Wait. What's I placing it here? No. No, you'll be able to get right next to him. So you have a special ability.
No, I thought I had something where I don't pay attention to difficult terrain, but I'm not seeing it right off the bat, so.
Might have been a part of Stellar Rush or the other one. Let's go to the top of the turn order. Tavra, on to you.
All right, I'm going to take a step to flank with Hythian and strike
Mishka. That's all that was required. Okay, yep, that it's is
much better than last time.
That is a hit for 12 points of damage. Is going to destroy that one. Okay. I thought they got bonus hit points from their junior officer, and you guys are chewing through those as well.
Yeah, team Furry Scales has got it. Got
third action, Rebecca?
Third action. I'll move toward this guy. Let's see how far can I go. Oh, I'll go right up to him.
Okay, yeah, there's one left on the east side of the auditorium, one left on the west side. That will take us to Lacartus.
What?
Lacartus.
Okay, there we go. All right. Oh, there's only one left over here. I feel... Yep. Zeldin has
he's not taking any damage yet.
Two of these corpse fleet individuals. I feel like I need to try to meet him 2 for 2, but that might be difficult to do. So I'm going to move up and try to tactical frying pan this individual.
Okay. No aim. Who needs 26? Aim?
Who needs aim when you got crits?
When you're just rolling high double digits. Yes, that is a critical hit.
Okay. That's 14 points of damage. And
yeah, they get no armor or AC cover bonus if you're moving up next to them.
And then,
okay. He be bloodied.
And then, yeah, I'm going to bring the tactical frying pan back around and just golf swing it right into a kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Ooh. We found the other side, lady.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know what? Tyler. I don't like it. I think I'm going to re-roll it. I think I'm going to hero point it just for the sake of just because, you know.
Can you hero point natural ones?
Oh, yeah. Can we? I forgot. I can't remember the rules.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's so many. There's so many.
No.
If it gets out of line. And I'm not pulling these natural one cards. It will require 2 hero points, but let's see what it would have been.
Okay, I dig that.
Rang your own bell until healed. You are deafened. See, that's not very fun. So go ahead and re-roll.
I just missed the golf swing and just whap right back in the face.
Kind of fitting, actually.
That would have been very fitting. And Bruce is like fitting. is like floating around your head going tweet 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 tweet.
Okay. Okay, we got another hit here on the re-roll.
Yeah, just a minimum damage though. So only 3 points.
Still up as we go back to Ulithol, the other side of the room.
I don't even know what I'm gonna do.
No pressure, but you're the only one who hasn't gotten a kill so far. So
yeah, but I almost got killed. Like,
oh wait, he almost got a kill.
I was apparently only 1 HP from getting that thing killed, and if I hadn't split up my last attack, it would have worked. Guess I'm just going to go move, and then I will hit this guy with a ranged ignition. No, I can't hit him with a ranged ignition. Can't hit him with that.
And you can do it outside of range, you just get a penalty, right?
Yeah, but I don't. I'm not going to mess with that. I'm just going to thunderstrike him. Oh, okay. That's 2 actions too. Shoot. All right.
Most spells are. You can just move once and do it.
Yeah.
Thunderstrike is 120 foot.
Yeah, Thunderstrike
range,
I can hit. That should be easy.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, nice damage. Pressure's on here. Let me roll reflex.
Yes.
Yes, to dodge.
I see wearing metal armor.
Thunder. Thundercats. Whoa. What's your DC?
That's 18, but if he's wearing metal armor, he takes a -1 circumstance to the save.
It don't matter. I rolled a 17. He failed. Nice. Taking 12 points. Actually, hold on. Are they wearing metal armor? No, it's like leather. Oh, but it says stitched together with metal wires and metal studs. You're wearing defrex hide. What's that? He actually does get a bonus to his saves because of cover, but if indeed he gets a -1 to this is still a fail, so 12 points of electricity damage.
It's also 1d4 sonic, so I need to roll that because I didn't roll as part of this either.
1d12 electricity, 1d4 sonic, that's so much.
So 3.
Okay.
And he's clumsy for a round.
Yikes.
If he's still up, which it sounds like he might be.
He is, and he's going to try and disengage Tavra and go where he can away from her. I think trying to shoot Tavra down. Blast a Tavra. We're gonna make 2 attacks. A 10 on the dice is probably still a miss. What's your armor class, Rebecca?
19.
Oh no, 10 is just a hit. Ooh. Oh no, clumsy one. That's a miss. clumsy.
Andrew!
Agility base, right?
Let me look.
If wearing metal armor or made of metal,
dexterity.
Damaged by the spell is clumsy one.
Dexterity rolls, DCs, AC, reflex saves, and range attack rolls.
That will be his turn over here. This one is going to try some more melee attacks against Lucardus. Thumb attack, 17. On the first attack is a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take out Lucardus. Oh, maximum damage, 9 points. Avoid damage. He wraps a bony hand around your throat. You're still up, yes.
Yeah, but not if you do that again.
Yeah, let's do it again. Second attack. No. 8 on the dice. He drops his grip and moves back. And Zeldin, we're back to you.
All right. I'm going to heal my friend Lucardus. Lucardus, stay in there and get some. Very low on the healing check. So
I see 18. So that's what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm going to write down. So 6. Yeah, boo.
It almost doubles what I have, so I'm not going to complain.
You know what? How close are you? How close are you to me? 30? 30 feet?
25, I think.
Yeah, 30.
Oh, no, you're right,
30. 30? All right, yeah. I'll take another 6.
Yeah. How's Zeldin looking?
I'm at half. I'm exactly bloodied, but I'm feeling very unstoppable right now. I'll just take 6 more hit points and blast this guy. And I mean, the last 2 people I did this to exploded. Yeah. So like,
how many times do you get to do this
for this whole combat?
3 forever.
Wow.
Oh boy.
12 plus 8 is 20.
That is a hit.
Oh boy. Let's see.
They're
what
dead.
Oh, yeah. Still
17.
That's how many hit points he already had taken. So that one is destroyed.
Pop.
We only got one left here who's by himself in the back row of the auditorium here, facing down Tavra, but it is Hithyun's turn. What would you like to do, Miles?
So Hithyun is going to Stellar Rush so that he can get within 10 feet of this guy who's backed up and attack with his solar weapon.
Okay.
And boop. It's a 16 to hit.
That is a hit and
10 points of damage.
Enough to slice him down and destroy him.
There we
go. We're out of combat and you guys get a hero point.
So it'd be at that point where, like, Thion sniffs the air, looks at Tavra, he's like, no, it's not it. And so he kind of crosses, thinking he smells, you know, something a little more canine, and it's...
Oh, boy.
He sniffs, it's not Zeldin, and he walks down to the balls, and is like, I thought I smelled bitch in here.
I knew it. I was like, there's no way this doesn't end in that.
I love that you know me so well, Tyler.
The first time, the second you're like, he sniffs, I was like, oh no. Oh, he smells bitch in here.
You hear indeed.
Just tempting fate at all turns this episode.
But you not paying the price for it.
Oh, just wait. It's going to happen. It's going to happen to me.
You hear what sounds like garbled transmissions coming from the corpse of the Corpse Fleet junior officer in the back row here.
Come in. Come in, junior officer. You must destroy all data on you if you have not destroyed the targets. Do you hear me?
I take his data pad from him.
You have to like tug a few times, like it's a pirate skeleton holding a treasure map. he lets go, and you hear Sanimus Slane's kind of transmission cut out in the middle here. I think maybe it took like a bullet, or no, a little bit of energy blast, so like half the screen is dead. This guy only got hit by you.
It was water damage from all the goop.
As indeed you grab the datapad, you feel the power of Gravia leave you. Your sight begins to dim once more, and maybe you hear faint whisperings in the distance as you return to normal here. But
I collapse onto the ground and I start shaking. I'm like, what was I thinking? I was so close to dying. I shouldn't have done this.
I burnt 18 hit points hurting myself.
It's so many.
For me.
It was dangerous.
Oh, gosh, it's so many.
I can't believe you let me do that.
How many hit points do you have total?
28 total.
Oh my gosh. So
six is a lot of them.
Well, so at least you didn't end up like a crushed soda can like that guy did. I mean,
I look over at Ulithal and I'm like, yeah, you're right. So, he got goofed up pretty hard, didn't he? Oh, you meant like,
I mean, you know, it applies to both.
That's true.
The Expendables.
Speaking of Ulithal, I'm going to go start tending to his wounds.
If I was referencing Ulithal, I would have said like crushed water bottle, right? He's a
good soup can Sam over there.
The Expendables all have salvageable defrex hide, commercial grade defrex hide armor, which indeed is kind of, you know, cured animal skins stitched together with metal rivets and bits and pieces here. But the junior officer had on him a pistol. Semi-auto pistol, I believe also commercial grade. The datapad, which you grabbed, commercial temp weave armor, and has a single bottle of commercial marrow paste. I'll put all this in your guys' loot pile here. If anybody wants a semi-auto pistol or any of this stuff. But yeah, we are out of combat, and indeed, it seems... I mean, yeah, you can identify these guys pretty well as who they say they are. They're wearing Corpse Fleet Guard skulls all over their soldiers' uniforms here. Does anybody have warfare lore?
I do.
Go ahead and roll it for me.
I'm so excited. I have a lore skill that came up. I said that. I said that out loud. No, it's gonna.
Oh, come on. Hey, natural one.
Oh,
wait.
That was
me with the natural one. That was me.
Hey, okay.
I did okay.
No, good. Drew, you think these are Aeon Throne soldiers?
clearly the blue part on this map is the land.
No, Zeldin, you identify this indeed. Junior officer by kind of like the nicer armor that he's wearing, this bone grafted weapon on one arm. And you think he might have some valuable information if you're able to hack into this data pad.
Oh my goodness. I relay that to my team. I think his boss wasn't Josh, and I think he might have some sensitive data worth exploring here. Might give us some explanation about why these knuckleheads keep chasing us.
Well, try the password 1234.
1234. Password with an exclamation point.
You have one more password attempt.
I love Salivus Slain.
Password accepted.
thick daddy Salivus Slain.
No, does anybody have computers you'd like to roll?
Try
to
sure.
Connect in.
I can see the matrix. 23.
Yeah, I think little Bruce will dive in. No. And help out with this.
I love it. I love it how he always gives Bruce the credit whenever you do something good.
Yeah, it's actually a -2 with Bruce's help, but he is able to. Yeah, he can like display on a holographic screen, like printed on his little bat belly, the entry way into this data pad. And indeed, he's like, oh, there are some very important looking files here. I will transfer them to you. In your guys' feeds, you see popping up, looks like a dossier on each of you. Indeed.
That's some expensive liquor.
Timestamps of a week or so ago. That would put it around the time that you began to investigate the asteroid for Ulrika Clan Holdings. But yeah, just like little enemy information dossiers. Got some information about Tavra's history with the Vescarium, your problems.
Does it say in all caps, stay away from the big Doshko?
Well, no, just like, you know, maybe known associates, fighting styles, little things like that. There's also what looks like combat footage taken from the perspective of a corpse fleet vessel you can recognize as indeed your skirmish, your very short skirmish with the Amaranth out in the asteroid belt. Yeah, as you're looking through, there's also audio logs, transcripts of audio logs of Captus Sanimus Slain handing out orders to multiple vessels and officers that there has been a discovery of another Elebrian ruin in the diaspora, and that the information on the asteroid that you guys explored is classified, but any living creature who learns of its existence is marked for elimination. They must be destroyed.
That's not nice.
Bummer.
Indeed, there's more information here of the Amaranth kind of tracking down the Dwarven escort ship that brought you to the planet Eox. And they've had some problems with the attack that they sent to you to destroy your shuttle. Seemed to be stymied a little bit by their abilities to see down here on Eox. They were having to send it from very far away. But it does seem that the last order that was sent along in these logs was from very far away. It seems the Amaranth has left behind this group of soldiers to attack you guys and is under orders to fly to someplace called Barrow. Does anybody have you can
Skyrim
roll
lore?
Eoxian lore Bleak or Hall. Society check to learn what you know about Barrow. Ooh, yeah. I think Barrow is kind of like a ghost story, a tale of the corpse fleet in recent years, is a secret corpse fleet shipyard hidden somewhere in the vast. It is one of their far off installations outside the packed world that no one's been able to track down and has been used as their secret base of operations for the last few years. So it's like
this corpse data fleet. Pad has the coordinates. Now we
HQ,
know.
It definitely does not.
I was about to say, and we sell that to the Pact and make millions.
But yeah,
would as it, going through would the data an Axian ghost story just be a story?
Ooh, story. As you guys are sifting through their loot, maybe beginning to heal up wounds and cracking into this data pad, there's a soft whirring noise, mechanical kind of humming that grows louder and louder as from the entrances that you guys came in and one of the ones that the corpse fleet came in are three floating, zooming objects that swish and fly into the room. Indeed, these are what looks like the satellite drones that have been hovering on the horizon for the last several days. Up close, they are quite large. They seem to be, you know, car-shaped, if not helicopter-shaped, fairly large, with the kind of hover jets.
I cast Soul Surge on them.
It goes burr, 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 burr.
I cast Atlanta Traffic on them.
Right. But yeah, they do seem to have Magitek kind of floating capabilities, and you can see several high-powered camera lenses, audio recording satellite dishes kind of sticking out of them. They all float above the center of this kind of raised dais in the back of the room here. Nice. And each of them begins projecting sections of what looks like a floating hologram. Maybe you get like what looks like the left side of a figure first, and then the right side, and then the center is projected inside.
A whole one of these things is just for the enormous noggin, I'm sure.
They don't like to talk about how big their noggins are. Don't mention it. It's like a big head mode on. Do I have art to show you guys right now? I'm just going to pick. Oh, no, I do. I was going to say, I'm going to pick the Oxian bone art that has like the largest head. No, it is a undead, sharply dressed, looks like ghoul in fairly smart executive business clothing. As she speaks, the sound is coming from all three of these floating Magitek satellites. So it kind of fills the room up. She says, "Hello, darlings. Don't worry. Help is on the way. The rescue team should arrive at your location in approximately 45 minutes.
Rescue team from who? Who's rescuing us now after all this time? Look at all these dead people.
My name is Wazasha Kavir, and I'm an executive producer for Zoe Media Productions. You all caught the attention of one of our producers, our junior producers, and he's been using your trials and tribulations as stock footage for the pilot of his upcoming show, Wasteland Wanderers. Oh, but he forgot the best ingredient for media magic, consent. So, hey, she bares her sharpened teeth past kind of split lips. Oh, I'm here to talk terms with you guys. How would you all like to be superstars?
I just put my paw print on whatever she's holding.
This adventure has like way more contract negotiation than I ever would have thought would have been in adventure.
It's all about the contracts.
It's all about it.
Yes, you are speaking with a hologram right now, but she is inviting you on this rescue ship to come back indeed to what your final destination was, to the halls of the living in the hollow.
of them.
And she invites you to, you know, basic negotiations in the flesh. And yeah, wants to sign you as Zoe Media Productions up and coming living stars.
Stars. Wow. People will respect us.
Are you all willing to get aboard our ship and, I don't know, maybe make some more fans, maybe shoot a little more B-roll as we head on out?
Guys, if we play our cards right, we can be Secretary of Defense. Yeah, let's do it. I'm all for it. Let's hop on board the magic ship.
There's some holographic paperwork that like pops up in the air. She's like, if you all agree to our initial terms, we've got a signing bonus here of 500 credits available instantly to your accounts if you get on the shuttle and return to civilization with us.
Man, I've done a lot worse for
a lot more for a lot less. Yeah, but if I accept this free ride back to town, then I get 500 credos.
Well, you have to shoot B-roll, yeah. Zeldin.
Wow. Well, that's the easy part, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not saying.
We already did that part. Now they just need to.
It's sitting there with a little more effort.
That's right. Now they're just going to be taking video of me while I'm, like, you know, grooming myself up close.
Licking yourself.
It's fine. Yeah. I was going to do this for free.
Bruce comes over to your Locardus and is like, "Hey, you, sir, you must read all these many, many pages of digital contract. You don't know what you're signing if you don't.
You might be giving, you might be signing away Bruce."
Yeah.
Oh, well, he just scrolls really fast. He's just like, oh, really? That'd be really bad. That'd be really, really bad. Sign.
Anything you hear about taking a minion away?
Oh, you didn't unclick the box. You're on the mailing list now. I have to read all those emails.
Oh, really? Sorry about that.
Oh, boy.
Poor Bruce.
Oh, geez. Everyone willing to get in the shuttle? Because after you heal up for a little bit here, indeed, a unmanned, sleek black shuttle emblazoned with a golden star and laughing skulls lands just a few hundred yards outside of the Eoxian Elebrian Manor.
Cool.
I think Tavra has some misgivings about this.
As does Hathayan.
What kind of commitment are we signing up for? Can I attempt to make sense of the legalese in the contract?
Yep, a legal lore or society check would be enough to figure it out.
I can try.
Figure it out. Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty boilerplate here. Indeed, it seems like you're mostly signing away footage from these like 45 minutes or so before getting on the shuttle, and perhaps maybe a little bit of this fight in the manor with the corpse fleet. But you
wait 45 minutes. We've only been out here for 45 minutes.
No, waiting for the shuttle the shuttle.
Okay.
So most of it is downtime, healing time.
I would love it. I would love it if we'd only been out here on the wasteland for 45 minutes.
We're willing to sign contracts to get us out of here.
We're just like complaining about how hungry we are. We're just in the middle of like a Costco parking lot. And we're like
our little event where we all took a break and took a nap was like a little 5 minute cat nap.
That's right. That was we were at the food court for that one.
this is day three.
This is what doing anything with my 5-year-old is like.
Yeah.
It's like, this is what her world must be like. And then we fought like hordes of zombies. And I'm like, just put your shoes on. Come on. We're going to be late for school.
No, Father, the zombies. We fought them. Remember, Father.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, if that's all it is, then Tavra feels like, you know, she has nothing to hide from the last 3 days of being out here. So
immediately as you sign it, 500 credits is deposited into your digital bank account.
Sweet money. Yum, 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 yum. I start eating all my bitcoins. Yum, cool. Yum, 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 yum.
Take your bitcoins.
Thayan, you okay as well? It's either that or you stay out here in the wastelands by yourself. It sounds like everyone else is hopping on board.
Don't you like money? I like money.
Miles.
I'm sorry, what?
Are you okay signing, taking some cold hard credits?
I don't know. Thion's also like to have a really reticent to sign anything.
You don't have to. You can. I can say that you're my seeing that
seeing eye cat.
Yeah. it's pretty hilarious. Yeah. I just hold you by the collar and be like, you need this guy to show me around. That's all.
You say everyone else signed it.
It sounds like it.
Well, I could use the money, I guess. So I guess Hathayan will sign it as well.
All right. As you guys head on board the shuttle, indeed, it is remotely piloted, but there's a spacious room here for 6 occupants. There are places to hang your gear, maybe depressurize as the ship pressurizes once it takes off. And then as you sit down and strap yourself in, there's pop-out compartments along the walls, basically 2 for each of you, and they have food and drink fit for a film star. There's Castravalian fine chocolates, Polonian pastries, good Yoxian brandy, sweet and salty pickled grubs, Yoxian milk cocktails, of course, everything in some delightful packaging, but it looks like it is fresh. But maybe a little plastic packaging to keep it from getting stale here in the shuttle ship. You guys are partaking?
Well, wait. If this is supposed to be like a movie star treatment, are there space drugs? Complimentary space drugs?
Hold on. Let me see how chill they think you are. Oh, yeah, there's space drugs, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
Is there a space hot tub?
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. You've been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.